TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, a celebration of the weekend. There's a phrase that makes the whole world chuckle and do a little happy dance, a joyous shout that signifies the sweet escape from the 9-to-5 struggle, thank God it's Friday. Often squished into the catchy acronym TGIF, this isn't just a fun little saying, it's like a universal cheer that celebrates us finally throwing our workweek shackles off and diving headfirst into the glorious abyss of sleeping in, binge-watching shows, and having more fun than a cat in a room full of laser pointers. The phrase, thank God it's Friday, has roots that stretch back decades, with its popularity skyrocketing in the United States during the 20th century, likely fueled by everyone's undying desire to escape the 9-to-5 grind. While we can't quite pinpoint its exact origin, perhaps a disgruntled office worker shouted it during a coffee break, it's believed to have gained traction around the mid-20th century when the 5-day work week became the norm. For weary workers, Friday was like spotting a unicorn. It meant trading in early mornings and relentless deadlines for 2 days of glorious freedom, where the most stressful decision was whether to binge-watch a series or take a nap. Spoiler, it's usually both. The phrase got a major makeover in pop culture thanks to the 1978 disco spectacle Thank God It's Friday, featuring the fabulous Donna Summer and the ever-charming Jeff Goldblum. This film, which revolves around a party at a nightclub on a Friday night, transformed TGIF into the ultimate battle cry for weekend warriors everywhere. Meanwhile, the restaurant chain TGI Fridays, which made its debut in 1965, jumped on the TGIF bandwagon, positioning itself as the ideal pit stop for those seeking to kick off the weekend with a hearty dose of food, drinks, and a side of good vibes, because nothing says party like a burger and a cocktail, right? What is it about Friday that sparks such universal glee? Psychologically speaking, it's like seeing the light at the end of a very long, boring tunnel. After 5 days of adulting and pretending to care, Friday bursts onto the scene like a party-crashing superhero, signaling our sweet escape. Studies suggest that people's moods skyrocket as the weekend peaks around the corner, making Friday the happiest day. Sorry, Monday, better luck next time. It's not just about rest, it's a buffet of possibilities. Will you kick back with a glass of wine, couch surf through Netflix like a pro, or shake your groove thing until the neighbors wonder if there's a disco in your living room? The choice is yours, and that freedom is more intoxicating than a triple shot of espresso on a Monday morning. For many, Friday comes with a social battery that's fully charged. It's the magical night when friends converge at bars like moths to a flame, families settle in for a dinner so leisurely you could almost take a nap between bites, and co-workers clink their glasses in celebration of not having melted down during the week. The phrase, thank God it's Friday, isn't just a shout-out to a higher power, it's a big high-five to the calendar for finally dragging us to this glorious finish line. I am glad I don't have to wait for TGIF. After all, I have been retired for 19 years, which has given me the luxury of savoring each moment without the constraints of a conventional work schedule. For me, every day is Saturday, filled with the joys of leisurely breakfasts, spontaneous outings, and the freedom to pursue hobbies I never had time for before. I relish the ability to wake up whenever I please, enjoy a cup of coffee while watching the sunrise, and spend my afternoons indulging in my passions, be it gardening, painting, or simply enjoying a good book. This freedom allows me to embrace life fully and appreciate the beauty of each day and do what I really enjoy these days is writing and blogging in cyberspace. As of today, February 28, 2025, it's a Friday, a fabulous day to bust out your best TGIF dance moves. Whether you're wrapping up work or just reveling in the glorious shift of your mood, take a second to shout, thank God it's Friday. It's not merely a catchphrase, it's a joyful scream for freedom. Here's to Fridays, may they always sprinkle a little confetti into our weeks. Cheers to that, and may your coffee be strong and your meetings be short.